are you doing today? Are you doing well? Is things going good today? No, we don't want to fit. We don't want to break one of the big ten today. Thou shalt not lie. How are we doing today? I pray that we're doing great. That we're doing fantastic. I pray that all is well in our lives. So important to not just have peace of mind, but to have a joy filled. So wonderful. The Lord wants us to be well today. Now we may have a few physical ailments. We have a few aches and pains, a few moans and groans. Brother Bob and I talked about them a lot today. But despite all these things, we can still be well.
We serve such a good God.
Such a wonderful Lord. So thankful. So my prayer is this morning is that we are doing good. And that then by the love, grace, and mercy of our Lord, we can even do better. Our thought today is this, dear friends. What's important? What's most important to you today? Is it health? Is it wealth? Is it just well-being? We ask today, what is most important to you? Now, I can't answer for you. I can only answer for me. But the Lord Jesus Christ desires to know what is most important to you. Dear friends, if you have your Bibles with you today, turn with us, if you will, to the Gospel of Matthew. Matthew's Gospel. We want to turn today to chapter 16. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 16. Lord willing, today we want to be able to look at a few passages of Scripture here. We'll begin reading in verse 24 and read down through verse 26. Then said Jesus to his disciples, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. Whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profitable if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" Oh, dear friends, when the Lord spoke to our heart pertaining to this passage of Scripture, we find here where the Jesus Christ was foretelling his death and his resurrection to his disciples. I want you to understand something today, dear friends. The disciples was very disturbed at the words that Jesus conveyed. And I began to look at the Word of God and began to see how that Jesus began to explain and had to rebuke Peter and send him strength when he came to showing him his love and what was going to befall him in the days to come. And as I began to look here at the Word of God, Jesus began to stress what should be what is most important to all a man. You said, "Believe, I want what God wants. I want to have something of the utmost importance to my life." What Jesus tells us how we can do that if we will deny
and feel what should be and will be the most important facet of our lives. But you see here, dear friends, when you look here at the Word of God, you will see here that Peter and the other ones were struggling. You know why, dear friends? Their desires got ahead of what God had intended. You say, what do you mean, Brother Rand? When Jesus began to speak about his demise, when he began to speak about going to Calvary, he disturbed these people. He disturbed them in such a way that Jesus had to get all of them back in line. I believe, dear friends, when things disturb us and take us out of his will, it is God's will, it is his desire for us to get back in line. And I tell you today, dear friend, what should be most important to you and I in to live a life that is pleasing to God. Oh, dear friends, when we look here at this word, Jesus said to his disciples, If any man come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. It's self-hard to deny. The self get in the way of one serving God. I pray today, dear friend, if people would deny themselves and put Jesus Christ first and foremost in their lives, I can tell you today, this world would be a much greater place. But I can tell you also that people have a desire not to deny because they want what they want and they want it now. And I believe, dear friends, that Jesus began to spout to the disciples that it ain't about them. It's all about him. I tell you today, dear friends, this old place ain't about you. It ain't about me. But praise God, it's about the Lord. And what is to be the most important facet of our lives in the Lord God Almighty? Now, I believe, dear friends, that we all will say that the Lord is first in our lives. We will all say that we love the Lord. We will all say that the Lord is first. But how many of us are living like that the Lord Jesus Christ is the most important thing in our lives today? I must tell you, our wants, our desires, our lust, and our longing many times get ahead and get before the Lord. People say, well, I don't like that. Well, you might not like it, but it's true. Because I can tell you today, dear friends, old Peter, he began to rebuke the Lord. You know why? Because Peter's desires got ahead of what God intended. And I thought about that these days of late. And Jesus said for Peter, the disciples, and all of us, to deny ourselves, get self out of the way, put him first and foremost, all that it is that we say and do, and then, dear friends, we will see, know, and realize what is most important. Jesus will say, for whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. What's he saying, dear friends? When we were strive, when we're committed, when we're surrendered to do the things that God would have us to do, and we make it of the utmost importance, you can rest assured that blessings will flow. This is written by a man by the name of Matthew. You know who Matthew was? Matthew was a tax collector. He was a hated man. He was a wealthy man. He was a crook, and he was as low as he could go. But when Jesus declared to him an invitation to arise from the receipt of custom and
and begin to follow Jesus Christ, our Lord, he seen what was most important in his life. When we follow, when we're obedient to do the things that God would have us to do, the things of the world will take a back seat to the love of the Lord. Now, is God saying you shouldn't like nice things? No. Is the Lord saying you shouldn't enjoy life? No. What the Lord is saying, he must be the most important. He must be first and foremost in all that it is. Dear friends, that we say and do, I believe, dear friends, that's why the Holy Spirit inspired James in James chapter number 4 to rebuke the worldliness of the world in the life of man. That's why we find there in James chapter number 5 when he begins to speak about the warning of riches. You see, dear friends, we have a tendency to walk in this flesh and not strive through our spiritual sight. We are tending to this need of self instead of tending to the need and the will of God. It's important to me to serve God. It's important to me to live for God. It's important to me to serve God. We desire, dear friends, for the Lord to be first and foremost in our lives. Notice what Jesus would say here in Matthew 16. He said, for whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. If Jesus Christ is not first in your life, if the Lord God Almighty is not the most important thing to you, I tell you, friends, you're losing out a lot. Too many today, dear friends, are not living. What they're doing is that they're breathing, they're walking, and they're talking, but they're simply just existing. Jesus didn't desire for Peter and the 12 and all of us just exist. He desires for us to live and to live, praise God, more abundant. What's important? What is important? Is it the worldly things that has caught our eye? Is it the things that tugs at us and lures us? Is it the things that beckon to our whims every day? Oh, dear friends, what should be the most important thing to us today is to serve and to love and to relate to Jesus Christ, our Lord. Because Jesus said that if we don't praise God, we're loose. 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 I thought as I was looking at this passage of Scripture, and I thought about all the things that the Scriptures convey. James says in James 5 and verse 20, he says, go to now, ye rich men, weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. You know, people say, oh, if I just had that, I'd be happy. Boy, I tell you, if I could just have this automobile, if I could just have this device, this gun, this thing, oh, I would just be happy. Oh, yeah, you'd be happy to something else come down the road. But I began to look at the Word of God, and the Lord began to remind me just how fragile and frail this life is. And that's why that Jesus inspired James to write the rebuke of worldliness in James 4, and began to speak about the rich being warned in James chapter
chapter number 5. And we find there in James 4, in verse 14, the Bible says, "For as you know not what you shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanish away." Oh, dear friends, let us make the most of what God has given to us. Let us make Him the most important thing in our lives, because it may be you, it may be me. It is the catalyst that the Holy Spirit desires to use to have somebody to be spared from a devil's tail. Life is fragile. It's a vapor. It's like a flower here today and fadeth tomorrow. He says, "Oh, I just desire this. Oh, I just want this." If it's God's desire for you to have it, you'll make it happen. But oh, dear friends, let us be mindful of the love of the Lord and the compassion of the Lord, and how the Lord desires for us to be happy, to be joyous, and to be blessed. You say, "But oh, Lord, how can I have that in the world in which it is we live, if we make God the most important thing in our lives? All things around us will fall into place." But we must. You say, "Well, what's wrong with the world today?" Well, the Lord's took a back seat in many lives. The Lord's important, but not the most important. The Lord becomes the most important when trial comes, when heartache comes, when pain comes, when serious situations come. He really becomes important then. But when things seem to be going good and glorious, it seems as though that the Lord God Almighty, who loves us and cares for us and sacrificed for us, seems to be a little foul to many lives. When He should be the most important thing to our lives day in and day out. You say, "Well, then, why are you teaching? Why are you preaching in this matter?" Because the Bible tells us here in Matthew chapter 16, in verse 26, "For what is a man profiteth if he shall gain the whole world and shall lose his own soul? For what shall a man give in exchange for a soul?" Oh, I can tell you today, you can reap, you can gain, you can attain the things of the world, but I tell you today, on the authority of God's living, breathing, precious word, it will all be cankered, it will all mow, it will all come to naught. The praise be to God, and so endures forevermore. He'd been many of a rich man laying on his deathbed, who would have gave all that he had for one more minute. One more. One more. But I tell you today, dear friends, when you know who's most important, when you look at the precious unblemished Lamb of God, and you've applied His love and will to your heart, praise God, you know you've obtained what's important. It should shake. Notice what Jesus said when He spoke about the kingdom and the law of riches. And the same gospel, the gospel of St. Matthew, in chapter 6 and verse 24, Jesus said, "No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God." What's He saying there, friends? He is saying this: if you put something before God, you're not serving God. If you're doing the things that's contrary to God, because the lust and the needs of the flesh, you're not being obedient to the will of God.
Bible says that they were spewed.
How long?
Oh, I tell you today, there is people who want what they want and to do what they do. I tell you today, we're not to walk but to be of the world's ground. We're to walk by the spiritual tune of the Lord. He is the leader. He's the guide. He's the director. It's important to Him what we do. It is. People don't think the Lord cares, but He does care. Jesus was putting His disciples in a place that they could receive blessing and be a blessing to others. But only if they know what would be the utmost importance to their life. The same holds true today. How come we don't see more movement in our churches, in our area? I tell you today, if the blood-bought believers was doing what it is that the Lord would have them to do, I believe our churches would grow and prosper in accordance to His will. But we all say, oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. But oh, how we love Jesus, does it reflect in our lives? I pray that it does. Why? Because it is of the utmost importance that Jesus Christ to be first in our lives. Jesus warned of the living of the Pharisees. Luke chapter 12. He began to speak about the parable of the rich fool there in the Gospel of St. Luke chapter 12. Jesus would state in verse 21, so is he that layeth up treasure for himself that is not rich towards God. Listen, you can have the whole world as you walk down this path of life and not have Jesus as Lord of Lords and King of Kings. I'll tell you today, on the authority of God's word, you'll leave here with nothing. If you leave today knowing who is and forever will be the most important, you'll leave. You'll leave with joy and peace. You say, Brother Lee, I want to live like that. I want to live like that. Dear friends, God wants us to live like that. And to deny ourselves and to take up our cross and to follow Him, it will show the world that I ain't losing this life. Praise God, I'm living this life through Him. What's important? I'm just like you. I get up in the morning and you're concerned about health, and you're concerned about bills, and you're concerned about things of life, and you think about job, and you think about security, and you think about all the things that you have within arm's reach. But when you look to the one who is above and far exceeds all these things, and you make Him most important to your life, our perspective on things changes. Our demeanor changes. Our love for Jesus Christ shows the world who we serve and we belong. If we say that Jesus is most important to our lives, praise God, let us live like it. Above my desk, on my secular job, there's this little poem. And I want to share it with you. I don't know who wrote it, but I look at it a lot. And I had a man come by my desk just a while ago. He said, you know what I need to get that man? Get a copy of it. I've read that several times. And it says, 10 things God won't ask on that day. God won't ask what kind of car you drove, He'll ask how many people you drove who didn't have transportation. God won't ask the square footage of your house. He will ask how many people you welcomed into your home. God won't ask about the clothes you had in your closet. He'll ask how many you helped to clothe. God won't ask what your high salary was. He'll ask if you compromised your character to obtain it. God won't ask what your job title was. He will ask if you performed your job to the best of your abilities. God won't ask how many friends you had. He'll ask how many people to whom you were a friend. God won't ask in what neighborhood you lived. He'll ask how you treated your neighbors. God won't ask about the color of your skin. He'll ask about the content of your character. God won't ask why it took you so long to seek salvation. He'll lovingly take you to His mansion in heaven and not to the gates of hell. God will have to ask how many people you forward this to. He already knows whether or not you are ashamed to share this information with your friends. It is in the amount you have traveled that counts. Is it in the direction in which you are traveling? And I've thought about that a lot. Dear friends, I believe the Lord asked us today. Who is it that we're serving? And who is it today that we desire to belong to? And if we live our life as He being the most important to us, you will have to beat the world over the head. Praise God, you'll see it. You'll see it. You'll see it. What saddens me today is that the world don't see a whole lot of it. And you know why that is? It's because that many today are not living like He's the most important thing to them. You know something today, dear friends? When I began to look over this scripture and I thought about Jesus at the critical time of His ministry, how that the persecution and the malice seemed to reign and seemed to intensify with each and every passing moment, I thought about what was important to the Lord. The most important thing to Jesus Christ. It was the saved soul of man and the well-being of those who follow Him. Did you know that's not changed? It's not. For Jesus still seeks to save those that are lost. And Jesus still is concerned about your well-being and everything being well in your life. Say, Brother Lynn, I just need to make a challenge. Well, you can start with denying oneself and taking up your cross and following Him. That will make all the difference in life. My prayer is today, dear friends, that as we're living in our last days, the Lord won't have to ask. He already knows. God knows our heart. You know, there was a lot of times in my life I used to try to fool my mama when I'd get into stuff. A few times I did. But I want you to understand something today, dear friends, I never fooled the Lord. He always knew. He always knew what was important. He always knew where I stood. He always knew everything that was in order. Dear friends, that's unchanged. Let us live a life that reflects the importance of the Lord within us, through us, and about us. And I tell you, dear friends, joy and peace will happen in our life. Let's stand together.